The Revolution with Jim and Trev is back. Now here's our very own captain of the SS Tuna Tub, Cat Daddy.
I'll never go fishing again. This is the end, my friend.
Brought to you by High Mountain Seasonings. Visit them to spice up your wild game cuisine at himtnjerky.com. Here are the boys.
Hey, we are back. We're talking outdoor ingenuity on this week's show. And before the break, we had Scott Newby with Yamaha on. And now our next guest. Wow, this guy can catch catfish anywhere.
He rides catfish. He trains catfish. He is a catfish. That is Mr. Cat Daddy. What is it, Cat Daddy's catfishing adventures?
Yeah, it's an adventure, all right.
It's always an adventure. You need a shot for it. Cat Daddy, how's the catfishing right now?
Well, catfish is daggone good, boys. Let me tell you. We got a good, strong, heavy rain here the other day, and it
really
raised the creeks up a little bit. Man, I thought it never rained, but boy, it sure rained good and made them catfish just almost jump in the boat.
Yeah, now, when you do that and you have that influx of fresh water, I mean, is that the time to go up at the rivers and so forth, come into the lake then?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you can get anywhere up close to the mouth where it comes out into the lake, man, get ready, boy, because the poles are going to be shaking and jumping.
Now, how much rain did you guys get, do you think?
We got about 2.5 inches out here in my little rain check guard in my front yard. So that was enough rain to make them creeks roll, but they didn't roll too long, but just long enough.
Cat Daddy was out there.
Go up in there and catch a lot of fish.
He was in the tuna tub bringing catfish on 2x2.
And I tell you guys, it really wouldn't matter what you throw up there. I was fishing with Caseta locust.
Really?
Yeah. You know them ones you hear in the night all the time? Rear, rear, rear.
Oh, yeah.
Making that noise, that crazy sound.
Yeah. And they're working good.
You run a two-aught hook right between them wings and throw that out there, and that baby sit there and flutter a little bit. Oh, man, them catfish go insane.
That natural presentation.
I never thought that they'd be top feeders, though.
Hey, I'll tell you what. When them baits, you put about a 12, 13-inch leader on that, and just throw it up close to the bank, kind of like. Look out, boy, because I'm telling you, man, they love the locust.
That just shows Jimbo's inexperience of the catfish. He's used to those other bottom dwellers like bass.
And trout.
My God. So really, now, is that something you've done a lot before?
I haven't done it a whole lot. It's kind of like one of my last trade secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I tell you, when the secret's out, the fish are humping.
Now, what do you think about, it seems like there are 9 million snakes right now, a whole bunch of babies. Have you ever used snakes? Do they work?
Well, I tell you what, I'm not that favorable of snakes.
You're not Indiana Jones in the boat, you know?
Not at all.
Snakes. Why does it have to be snakes?
Daddy out of the boat, any snakes involved?
Have you ever had that? Like you're going down the stream and you go under a tree and a snake falls in the boat?
Well, I tell you, I've been checking limb lines and stuff like that, and I've had big old 4-foot-long black snakes jump in the boat.
Oh.
And they didn't last too long because both the paddle was on them.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Cat Daddy's looking forward to Thanks Fishing in November.
Yes.
It's not Thanksgiving anymore. He had it changed. The governor signed it into law.
Signing Cat Daddy and the Tuna Tub as national treasures?
No, it's just signing him into law.
Oh, signing him into law. Now, Cat Daddy, do you have anything available? People want to get out this time of year, experience the amazing cicada bite.
Well, I tell you what, guys. Now's the time to go because, you know, the mosquitoes are going to be just about gone. The cooler weather's coming in. The leaves ain't quite started falling yet, but it's a coming. And I tell you what, yes, I do have a few days open yet.
All right. Where can we find you online, big guy?
www.catdaddyguideservices.com.
Yeah, if you'd like to send Cat Daddy a picture of your latest and greatest, maybe even your girlfriend, he would like that.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to catdaddy_1@msn.com.
And this is brought to you by High Mount Seasonings. Visit them online to spice up your catfish cuisine at himtnjerky.com. Mr. Cat Daddy, God bless you, buddy.
I'll be thinking about you when I'm eating that fine fish.
Meanwhile, somewhere in Kansas.
I've got a question for you, Trav. What makes you happy?
Well, let me tell you. Hunting and trapping and witnessing Mother Nature.
Oh, Trav, that's so sweet. Isn't it, Jim?
I'm going to punch you in the mouth right now.
Oh, dear.
Hey, get off the stage.
Hey,